Pandemonium reigned in the vast sulphur-clouded cave. Ballas was on the loose within. Crazed with agonizing pain, the monster reptile charged around like a juggernaut, scattering heaps of bone and slime widespread, lashing the filth-encrusted walls with a whip-like tail. Insects and small reptiles were crushed beneath the thrashing coils as the adder went on in a quest to find cool water. All else was wiped from the snake's senses, only water to rest the hideously infected head in, cold water to ease the torment of embedded hedgehog spines, suppurating pus from nostrils, mouth and blind eye sockets. Regardless of the sanctity of Corvus Scare's inner retreat, frogs, toads, lizards, grass snakes, smooth snakes and slow worms slithered into the rear cavern. Corvus Scare, the great raven Doomwhite, was powerless to stop anything now. He cowered behind the broken stalagmite, which had once been the perch he ruled from. From the other cavern, he could hear Ballas charging about insanely. Then an unearthly sound rent the air, something like a hissing screech. The snake had found water, but it was neither cool nor soothing. Ballas had dipped briefly into the boiling pool. Recoiling swiftly, badly scalded, storming off with lightning swiftness, the mighty adder came rushing into the rear cave. Birds and reptiles stopped in their tracks at the sight of the disfigured snake. Then a strange occurrence took place. Ballas halted, the blind head reared, turning slowly back and forth. It was as if some sixth sense had taken over, letting the great reptile know relief was close by. Ballas came forward then, still weaving from side to side, but slithering inevitably toward the icy cold of the bottomless lake. Corvus Scare watched, his beak pointing forward in anticipation. As he saw salvation from all his problems, the inevitable was about to happen. This was indeed the answer he sought. Ballas found the water. At the first touch of its soothing cold caress, the monstrous snake lowered its head deep. Corvus Scare hurried out of range as the coiled scales wrapped around the stalagmite he had been hiding behind. Seeing food, Wells moved at high blurring speed. The giant black catfish struck its prey, seizing the serpent's head in a remorseless grip. Ballas went rigid, the snake's tail anchoring itself tight about the rock as it heaved upward. There was an almighty splash, then a loud flop as the fish was hauled clear of the surface, only to dive back down again. Ballas repeated the process with ferocious strength, yanking the fish clear of the lake again. The snake sought to release the hold Wells had on its head, pulling back sharply as the fish tried to dive a second time. An enormous slap echoed as Ballas slammed Wells down hard upon the rocky cavern floor. The force of the impact caused Wells to release its hold. The big fish flopped about, seeking to reach the safety of its watery lair, but Ballas was on it, like a hawk upon a dove. The eyes of Wells popped wide as reptilian coils closed around its body like a vice. The snake's fangs sank deep into the smooth body. Corvus Scare saw his hopes dashed by the snake's triumph. However, there was an alternate plan already forming in his fertile mind. He went half running, half flying toward the big cavern, calling to the carrion.
Hiya, car! The tunnel is free to the outside!
They followed him in a rush to leave the caves. Out from the gloom of the rear chamber, into the polluted atmosphere of the main cavern they went. Every inhabitant of that underworld who valued their lives rushed out to fresh air and away from Ballas. They were halfway through the sulphurous smoke when the roof caved in.
This ends Disc 10.